Gail Walden is the event coordinator for the Peace River and Area Job Fair. She joins us here in the studio. Thank you very much, Gail, for joining us. First of all, comments, please, on the fact that the job fair is coming.
Thanks. So we are putting this on, the Economic Development Committee, really in response to businesses hearing what they're telling us. Definite need, more labor, more help. So putting together this job fair to create a really easy opportunity for employers to connect with employees all under one roof, convenient space, 4 o'clock to 7:30 p.m., September 28th at Peace Valley Inns. So if you are looking for a job, if you are thinking about looking for a job, this is really the place to go. This is a one-stop shop. And I'm going to even say, if you don't want a job, I think the variety of positions, industries, we got full-time, we got part-time, this might change your mind.
Networking certainly helps, does it not?
For sure. There's still nothing like face-to-face. Employees can ask questions. I think it gives them a better sense of the job to have that face-to-face interaction with prospective employers. You can get immediate answers and give your application right on the spot. We do have 30 employers, about 120 job positions, and it's a wide variety of businesses, employers. We've got large employers, we've got small businesses, and really everything in between. And just to give you a sense of the employers that we have, I'm going to just name a few. We've got Mercer, Laverne Construction, Attack Oil Field, Avenge Energy, Flint, all three grocery stores in town, the jail, Great Canadian Dollar Store, Canadian Tire, Valley Cairo, the school divisions, the college, Alberta Health Services, 911 emergency response jobs, the beauty bar, headroom, and more. Lots of variety.
Lots of variety. And if I'm not mistaken here, Gail, this is one of the first big projects for the brand new Economic Development Committee in Peace River. How good is that?
It feels good to be putting something out there for the community. We formed this Economic Development Committee in May. We've been meeting monthly since then. Certainly lots of ideas floating around there, lots of planning that's gone into place and as to where we want to focus ideas. Really lots of irons in the fire. Honestly, no shortage of ideas, but definitely this is our first really in the face of the community event that we're putting on.
Sounds like there's big expectations for this fair, big goals, and I'm guessing a pretty big purpose that this is the first time this is happening for the committee and for the Peace region in a while.
That's right, and it's needed in Peace River. As this event and idea started to come together, we actually did notice a couple of the other neighboring communities doing similar events. So very much needed in Peace River, and come on out, employees, prospective employees, and you know, let the businesses surprise you as to what there's available for jobs.
I know there's a lot of work setting things like this up. Are you looking forward to it?
Absolutely. I mean, have had great support from the town just in terms of letting us run with this job fair idea. Thumbs up to the chamber as well, who's put in some effort helping with registrations. And a shout out to Peace Valley Inns. They're donating the space, doing the setup for us. We've got some great student opportunities in this job fair. We've actually contacted the local high schools, telling them, please advertise to your students. Students are an important piece of the labor force, so lots of part-time jobs well-suited for students. I think we've seen with the rising interest rates and inflation, you know, this is real stuff for people. This affects people's real lives, and maybe it's time to consider a second income, maybe some part-time work, short-term contracts. Really, that can be the answer, or at least a help for families in the Peace area. as we see the pandemic stabilizing, I think we can have moms now able to rely on school and daycare for childcare. And I think that that opens up an opportunity for them to find some work. There's been really renewed optimism in the oil field industry as well. We're seeing higher oil prices, not awesome for gassing up the car, but really that does mean more oil field activity, more oil field jobs in our area. And I mean, we're seeing pipeline projects again this winter, that North Corridor Loop, Manning Peace River, Red Earth area. We got some stuff happening west of Peace River in Bear Canyon. It's really lots of things to get excited about again in the oil field.
Gail Walton is the event coordinator for the Peace River and Area Job Fair that's coming to town next week. Gail, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.